Do you want to practice for 5 hours or 6? Amy Chua brought up her daughters the Chinese way. Your 12-year-old daughter is delighted. She got an A- in maths, second prize in a history competition, and top marks in her piano exam. Do you A, say well done, give her a hug and tell her she doesn't need to practice the piano today and can go to a friend's house? Or B, ask why she didn't get an A in maths, why she didn't get first prize in the history exam, and tell her she'll be punished if she doesn't do her piano practice? If you chose A, you are definitely not Amy Chua. A lot of people wonder why so many Chinese children are maths geniuses and musical prodigies. Amy Chua explains why in her book Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. It is a book which caused great controversy among parents when it was first published. Born in the United States to Chinese immigrant parents, Chua married a man who she met at Harvard University. And when their two daughters were born, she was determined that they would be as successful as she was. Her system had strict rules. Her two daughters were expected to be number one in every subject, except gym and drama, and to be at least 2 years ahead of their classmates in maths. Playing with friends and TV was forbidden. Music was compulsory. The system seemed at first to be working. From a very early age, her daughters, Sophia and Lulu, were outstanding pupils and musical prodigies. At 13, Sophia played a piano solo at the Carnegie Hall in New York. And at 12, Lulu, a violinist, was the leader of a prestigious orchestra for young people. Chua chose maths and music for her daughters, but it seems that they could have excelled in anything. "There's no musical talent in my family," she says. "It's just hard work." Eventually, Chua realized that she was pushing her daughters too hard. Lulu had always rebelled the most, and when she was 13, she refused to cooperate at all. After a series of violent arguments, Chua decided to give her daughters a little more freedom, and Lulu immediately gave up violin lessons and took up tennis. Later, she even allowed Sophia to go to a rap concert. Many people have been shocked by the book. Chua spent much of her daughters' childhood shouting at them and criticizing every mistake they made. She once sent her daughter Lulu, aged 3, into the garden without her coat when it was -6 degrees because she had behaved badly at her first piano lesson. However, the girls do not seem to resent their mother. Sophia said that she herself chose to accept the system, and after the book was published, she wrote an article defending her mother. Lulu says that although she no longer wants to be a violinist, she still loves playing the violin. In fact, she is glad her mother made her learn. Sophia is now studying law at Harvard, and Lulu is doing well at high school and winning tennis trophies. Interestingly, Chua, who was brought up in a family of 4 girls, has no idea whether she could apply her Chinese parenting system to boys. "They are a mystery to me," she says.